You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Asmaria, Rachel, I'm really well. I'm loving the sunny morning. It's easier to get up and daylight saving is finished, and having had a fire in Parnell, it's a good reminder just to check the smoke alarms and whatever in your homes too.
Yes, absolutely. A few important PSAs going on there. Well, it's been a busy time when we've been talking recently because the long-term plan has been, up for discussion or up for consultation for the last wee while. It's now closed. Well, last time we were speaking with you, we were chatting about that. Do you have an idea of how many submissions you actually got from that process?
Look, they're still collating that because the consultation only closed about 5 working days ago. It was just before Easter. But the sort of unofficial figures that I've been told is about sort of 20,000 pieces of feedback, which would make it pretty much, Rachel, on par with the last one, I think, the last last LTP consultation, which just received just under 20,000. But they're still counting, and I'm not 100% sure.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. It's just good to get a little update on how that's going. There's a lot of conversation happening at the moment between central government and local government on a variety of things. I wanted to talk a wee bit about transport today because in August of last year, we saw some, long-term plan kind of conversations about what land transport across the country, what the vision the last government had was for that in the next 10 years. We've obviously got a new government now, and councils are having to discuss how that is going to reflect in different cities. In Tāmaki over the last month, I said there's been a few meetings about what it's going to mean for things like our buses, and there is a wee bit of concern, it looks like, from councillors about whether the support from central government proposed is actually going to be sufficient to keep our buses running. What is actually happening in that space here in Auckland at the moment, Desley? Because that's, an important one in our climate change conversation and cost of living conversation at the moment.
It certainly is. And it's one of those conversations that sort of balls up in the air thing. So to give it a bit of context, the government came out with a national document, and they called it a GPS, government policy statement, and it was right for the whole of the country.
Yeah.
And the problem is it was for the whole of the country, and like we say in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland, we are different. And so we understood that document needed to have sort of general statements, that for us, we've always said our transport solution come by way of our integrated transport plan, right? Mm-hmm. In other words, it's a special plan just for Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland, just for us, recognising our special needs. And I suppose the number one concern we had in the GPS statement from the government, that it didn't mention our integrated transport plan.
Yeah.
That was the negative. The positive, of course, was, well, maybe it didn't need to because it was applying to every council in New Zealand and it wasn't going to highlight one. But the conversations that the mayor is having with central government around our integrated transport plan is really, really, really important, because regardless what any statements say, from one side or whatever, it is that document, that integrated transport plan, which was part of the mayoral proposal and part of his understanding and agreement and conversations with the Minister of Auckland, Minister of Transport, the Prime Minister, everybody.
Mm.
It's actually that document which will be the most important one for us.
And so this is, as you just pointed out, it is a different document. Is it something that's being well received, that conversation? Because obviously if it's not laid out in the central government's plan, does that mean they're thinking about it at all? Is it something that is back on the table or that they have their attention on at the moment?
Yes, look, and that is the conversation between the mayor and the Minister of Transport, also the Minister of Auckland. I mean, they meet regularly, and I think the mayor is wanting to meet the Prime Minister on this again himself, because one of the things that the mayor was concerned of is in the next 100 days, where is our integrated transport plan? Where are some of the things from Auckland? So as I've said, those conversations are being had with central government, and they're just key to our results. I mean, let's focus in on public transport, because we all know as a city that it's important to have a reliable, regular, public transport system that works for everyone who lives in it.
Mm.
Now, the where we do agree with central government, and that was in the GPS, was around, you know, that to have a look at congestion charging or time of use charging, all right? Now, that's fine,
yes.
But you have to have public transport options for people who don't have the work flexibility to drive out of those times. So, you know, it's a bit of a tumbleweed, really.
It is. And
everything's all lined up together.
Absolutely. I see that there are some councillors as well who've been making a particular point of this. I know that Chris Darby was speaking quite well on this. You know, there is also this idea of there's a sort of transport disparity in Auckland for where you might live as well, almost like a poverty indicator, a line that sort of delineates if it's easy for you to get into work. And this is part of that conversation too. Are you confident that that is being heard by central government at the moment? Because that is an important long-term thing for us here in Auckland.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that we have said for funding of public transport, for example, with the Northwestern route, that it might come out of the particular public transport bucket and go and come from a different bucket because it's such an important enabler for the West, for example. So, look, you know, the key is the mayor and the minister.
Mm.
Those two people are the two people that are in a room together with advisors and support people that will work on that integrated transport plan. And the success for transport in Auckland will come from those discussions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, while we're looking at these long-term conversations, one that we've touched on a lot last year while consultation was open for it is what's going to happen to rubbish in Auckland? These are all, you know, they're all very kind of basics around the city at the moment, but they're important things to check in on while there's big change happening or, you know, new governments, new spaces out there. What's happening at the moment in that process of looking at revising and planning for the future with Auckland's rubbish systems? Where are we at in that process, Desley?
Well, of course, that was the draft waste management and minimisation plan that went out for consultation at the same time as the LTP. So I think I'd like to thank those people who took the time to have their feedback. Again, it's in the same, you know, grey area. We're counting that feedback. We don't know exactly how many submissions that we've got, but we think it was, you know, not a huge amount, probably 2,500. Just under 3,000 maybe, but we'll get a summary of that at the end of May. But look, I just want to, I mean, reducing waste to landfill is an important objective for all of us. You know, over the last 12 years, I think we've reduced the amount of waste to landfill by about 10,000 tonnes. So that's amazing. You know, our little green bins have helped with that, the food scraps, for example. But of course, this is the next stage of you know, whether or not Aucklanders were keen to go to fortnightly rubbish collections. And it was a bit complicated, Rachel, because, you know, we have the new recycling rules, and whereas formerly we could have put more in the recycling bin, some of those restrictions now meant that some of that had to go back into the red bin. So it'll be really interesting to see the feedback from Aucklanders on that.
Yeah, it will be. Well, there's lots of these big conversations, big changes going on. Thanks for helping us wade through it a bit this morning, Desley. It's great to speak with you. We will talk to you again in a fortnight. Take care until then.
Kia kite. Thanks, Rachel.
Kia ora.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.